We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite hosts, Briley and Britton. We are so pumped for today's episode because I am actually going to interview you today. This is not just a conversation between both of us. I am specifically interviewing you because you went recently on a college tour to
Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. Yes.
And I heard great things about your review, and I've not gone into a super in-depth, like, even whole rundown with you about it. Like, I've just heard bits and pieces from here and there. So the first question I want to ask you is, what was your, like, first impression wow factor about the campus? Was it really aesthetic? Was it, like, were the people really friendly? Were the academics just, like, through the roof? Like, what really gave you that whoa, like, whoa moment?
I loved the tour because, for me, the information, you get information from colleges online. Mm-hmm. You can get information if you look up their website. And I've been working on so many applications for different colleges that I'm learning a lot about each one as we're going along. But the tours, it just blew me away. And the first part, we started out in this big auditorium with getting to meet the president, and he was incredible. It was so awesome to meet him. And then they took us, they separated us from our parents. They were like, the students, you're going to go to this meeting to learn about application. So that was almost a mini tour in itself because we had to walk across campus to go to that building. So that was like a preview. And the girl was like, yeah, we're going to do a little mini tour before you guys have your actual tour. So I think the best parts were just getting to see real students on the college campus and getting to see the buildings in person. That was the wow factor for me because you can't tell anything from photos, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree. So what was specifically, like, a word or phrase that you would choose to describe Samford University?
This is a perfect question. So the big phrase that they kept using was, Samford is big and small. So for me, I don't exactly know what I want for sure in a college yet, but something important to me that they made known at Union, we did an episode talking about that, and they made clearly known at Samford as I was here throughout the day, they kept talking about how you're going to know your professors. You're going to know people in your classes. You may not know every person on campus. That's kind of a high standard, but you're going to know people. And the thing about it being big and small, some schools are really, really big. Like, if you think of a big SEC school or a big Ivy League school, something like that, those are bigger. Mm-hmm. Whereas schools like private schools are typically a lot smaller. Samford, they kept saying it's big and small. It's almost in the middle. It is. There was like 6,000, I think, on campus, a little over 6,000. So it feels like there's a lot of people. Obviously, I'm not going to meet 6,000 people in college. But at the same time, the classes are small. You're meeting your professor and the professor is getting to know you. Something really cool that I loved the tour so much, and I loved getting to meet our two tour guides. And there's one girl and one guy. And they were talking to us. And when we were walking with the guy, he said, so is this your all's top school? Asking a couple of us. He said, it's okay if it's not. We were like, well, we don't really know. There's this, and maybe some others. So I'm not really sure what I want. And he said something really cool to him about Samford. And he stayed there all 4 years, everything. Something really interesting was he was applying for grad school or something that was post what you would do for your first four years of college. He said, instantly, all of my professors were like, I can write a recommendation letter for you. I know you. Not just, I know how you perform in the class. They were like, I know you as a person. I know your faith journey. I know what you've been going through. I know we've had, like, deep conversations. Whereas he said one of his friends was at a big giant school and they were like, my professor does not know my name. And I was like, wow, that's crazy to think about. Not that there's anything bad with large classes. You can be in a class with 300 people and that's completely fine. You can still do incredible things at that school. I'm not saying it's not a great education, but it was just an interesting perspective to see from him that even though the school has lots of big things, they have football games, they have big sports, they have lots of big events on campus, sororities and fraternities, and they have, I mean, so many different things that you can get involved in. They were listing off millions of things
it lots felt like
to get involved in. Yeah, and it's Birmingham. Everyone loves the area of Birmingham. There's so much to do. But whereas all of that is still so big, there's also this small community about it where you're connecting with girls and you're connecting with friends and you're getting to know people and your professors know you. So I think that was the big phrase of the weekend for me was it's big and small.
I love that. Was there anything different that you expected when you were going into it that kind of like changed whenever, like, was there something out of your expectation for this college? Because you've gone on multiple visits or tours of colleges before, but was there something that you had in mind like going into this that really just kind of threw you off at Samford?
I'm trying to think. So I thought we might get to meet a couple more of the professors and I thought we might get to tour a few more buildings, and we didn't get to do that. So that part was the only complaint that I'd probably have or thing that I think they could improve on is, or if it wasn't for that preview day, I would have loved personally to go see some more buildings and to meet some professors one-on-one and talk about their classes. But something they did so extremely well was their student representative team. So something that going into it, I knew they were going to be nice because I heard incredible things from the school. We interviewed Ashley Newbert probably over a year ago now, once we first started the podcast. Incredible girl. And she's just the most involved, most successful. I mean, like, there's so many things that she is. And she went to Samford. So going in, I was like, I know that they definitely, their graduates are really good. They're really excellent people. And I knew they were going to be kind. But going into it, as we were first walking on the campus, there's a whole student team. They're like, that we've got treats over here. This is the way that you go to the auditorium. Welcome. And we went, it was me, our parents, and my best friend. And when we were going, we were like, we drove early that morning from here. So we were like, we've been in the car for 3 hours, like fully asleep. And we walk in, everyone's like, hey, good morning. So they were just so welcoming. And then throughout the day, they just connected one-on-one with each and every person. They were like, so tell me, like, what do you like to do? What are you interested in doing? And it didn't seem like they were selling Samford. It just felt like they were showing off why they love it so much. No one ever was like, I really hope you come to Samford. It's going to be epic. And I think you have to go here.
Yeah.
Nobody did that. But they were like, here is why we love it so much. And here's why we would love you to love it. But if it's not for you, then it's not for you. And obviously another very strong point they had was their faith and their faith values. It was very, very strong and evident. The professor was talking about, or not the professor, the main president was talking about it, how this school is built on the foundation of not necessarily, you don't have to come in and they're like, these are the statements that you have. You have to say, I am this belief and I have this. None of that is going on. But they were like, we want you to come to this school and we want to lead you in finding your calling, because a lot of people go into college not knowing their career. Me. And they were like, and you're going to know there's a lot that happens in college. I mean, you're on your own kind of for the first time, even if you go with friends, even if you meet new roommates or have old roommates that you already knew, regardless, you're stepping into something totally new. And they just made it so evident that they would be there to help you along your faith journey, not to force anything upon you. And not that they would be like asking you every day, how's your spiritual walk going? But they would just check in every now and then and they would ask you genuine questions and they would show you just how Jesus has worked in their life. And that was an important part to me.
Yeah. Was there something specific about the academics that stood out to you? Because I know you've talked a lot about the tour and, you know, all of their faith journey and everything. But was there something specific that you just loved?
We didn't get to go, like I said, we didn't get to go into a ton of the academic buildings. I went into the business building, which was incredible. And honestly, they shared some statistics with us that were mind-blowing. They said that their retention rate, which means the amount of freshman students that come back their sophomore year, is exceedingly high. Yeah. It was 97, 98%, something like that.
Wow.
Meaning most of the people that go there come back, which is a really good sign, because then that's saying, even if these people, because one guy on our student panel, we got to do a student panel, so that was really interesting. He said, Samford wasn't my top choice. And I kind of ended up here after a bunch of the other doors closed. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll check it out. He said, and I can never imagine me being somewhere else. Like, as soon as I started, I was like, I'm coming back next year. I'll be here every year. So it's just cool to see things like that. So that stood out to me. And they were they had a statistic that was like maybe number three or something in the world in the country for career preparation. So even if you don't know your career, they're mm-hmm. going to educate you and equip you for a career. So they had tons and tons of students. They go right into a job afterwards or right into graduate school or something like that.
I bet that's reassuring for a lot of people. That's really smart for them to like show these statistics for you. Like obviously mm-hmm. you can see that on a website, but also just like reiterating that in mm-hmm. person. So then those people who maybe are intimidated by a college visit and then you're going
yeah.
and hearing, oh, well, I don't even know what I want to do, but they're saying they will help me with that. Yeah. Like that's really good.
Yeah.
Was there one specific story or like moment from your trip or your visit specifically? It can be about Sanford or just the trip in general.
Okay.
Cause I know you went with like your close people.
Yes.
Anything that like those moments you will remember for a while.
Yeah. I'm trying to think because there were definitely a lot of moments on campus that were really mm-hmm. cool and a lot of moments that, honestly, it was cool going with someone my age because you went to Union with us, which mm-hmm. is great. And you should be looking at colleges too eventually. But going with one of my friends too, both of us are in the same scenario right now. Right. We're both like, we don't know where we're going to end up in a year. And that's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're walking around campus, we just got to talk about it and be like, you know, this is an option, or we could go here or we could go here. Like, we don't know what God has in store for us. And so I think just moments like that I will remember because next year I'm going to look back on that
yeah.
and be like, wow, I can't believe I was stressing about it when now I know where I'm at and I know God's plan is going to be a lot greater. But as far as like fun moments for the weekend not related to Sanford, let me tell you, Birmingham is so much fun. We went, we typically go to the beach every year and we pass through Birmingham, but I can't remember the last time we stayed in Birmingham. So we got to walk around all the shops and do all the things. And let me tell you, Jenny's ice cream, it's not just in Birmingham. There are other areas, Nashville and all these things. Best ice cream shop ever on the planet.
Good.
So we got it twice because we were there for a couple days. So you had to get it two times. It was really fun, actually, because it was our little cute outing. We went to some restaurants and some stores and different things that we were doing throughout the weekend. But that was definitely a highlight. It was so much fun. And everyone walks in. It was Sanford family weekend. Mm-hmm. So we see all these people coming in the ice cream line with their Sanford dad t-shirts on. I'm like, well, they're all here for the same reasons. So that was really fun. And we also got to visit a church down there. And that was really cool for me because usually I lead on stage almost every week at my home church. And we are here at our home church all the time doing things. So it's always exciting for me to go to a different church, see how they do things, but just to enjoy it, just to mm-hmm. worship in the moment, just to listen to somebody share their story, share their heart, and share what God has to say from the Bible. It's just cool to me to like change things
yeah.
up and to think about that's going to be something that I need to look at next year. Next year, I'll be mm-hmm. on my own or with a couple friends visiting colleges, or visiting churches while I'm at college, which is a weird thing because
yeah.
I've never done that before. But it's such a crucial thing. Any pastor, any leader, any mentor will tell you, definitely go to church consistently in college. I'm not saying if you miss one week, you're a terrible person. That's not
yeah.
what I'm saying. But it's so important to implement that into your college life because otherwise you're definitely going to regret it.
Yeah. Well, I've loved just having this conversation with you. It sounds like Sanford was the best.
It was so fun.
And I wish I could have gone, but also I'm glad that you got to experience this, you know, just
yes.
you and your friend and our parents. But I loved this. Anything else that you want to highlight?
I don't think so. Definitely let me know in the comments if you think I should go tour anywhere else because we are still completely open on wherever I want to go. But Sanford is definitely an incredible school. I highly recommend going to one of their preview days if you're looking at colleges, or go taking a tour on your own, look some things up, apply if you're a senior getting ready. It's so exciting. And I loved the campus. I loved the people. It was an awesome trip.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for tuning in with us this week, and we will see you back again next week.